When she was 18, her father gave her the advice she needed to follow her dreams and become a writer. The next day, he had a heart attack and died in her arms. She did become a writer and a business owner and then a wife and mother. Today, after 13 books, a million of them in print, she's an award-winning syndicated columnist, a radio and TV host, and the owner of two successful companies. And now, Elise is here to help you rebuild your life. Stay tuned. This is gonna be good. This is the Elise Glink Show, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Elise Glink Show, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours on WSB. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. If you were listening to the debate, we are now shifting gears because I want to talk about something. My apologies for not being here last week. You couldn't have heard me last week because I sounded, well, I couldn't talk at all. I've had a terrible cold, like many of you, this extenuating winter. Just the weather in Atlanta last week is a perfect example of what I've been going through as I travel around the country this spring, where you get one day that's absolutely perfect, 75 and sunny, and the next day it's 90, and the next day it's 52 and rainy. It's crazy for colds. But anyway, so this week I do have most of my voice back, and what I wanted to talk about is real estate investing, because some of the early numbers are coming out, and the spring, which was just disastrous as far as economic activity went. I mean, we went all the way down. They said it was a 0.1%. I'm going to go with we could have easily been in a contraction due to the, you know, could have been minus 1%. Who knows? But they came out, the official number for growth for GDP was 0.1%. We'll see where it is at, you know, as they look at the numbers two more times before you get the official number. But it really explains why housing was just shrinking down, and the numbers of homes that were available for sale, the number of homes that were bought, the number of homes that you had the pending numbers, pending sales, all of those were down to the lowest that they'd been in about 6 or 8 months. And so it's really interesting to see how the impact on the overall economy and the impact on real estate once again connect together. So we saw the unemployment rate drop, but that's really due to a tremendous number of people, 800,000 people that just gave up and left the workforce. So we're not moving in the right direction really that way. The official number looks better than it really is, and there are a whole lot of kids who are about to come out of school this month and next month, graduating seniors. I don't know if you've got one. Do they have a job yet? Because a lot of them don't. And so those numbers are going to start to look a little wonky again. So meanwhile, there has been a tremendous opportunity that's reopened up for real estate investing. And that's because the big money has pretty much left the game. So the hedge funds and the private equity guys have all been in there. And by the way, they are mostly guys, have been in there the last 5-6 years. And they've been scooping up large numbers of investment properties. So they've been buying up through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA large tracts at 1,000 shots sometimes, or 2,000 or 3,000 houses at a time of homes that they are now renting out to other people. And there's this big strategy, this BTR, buy to rent, that is a long-term strategy for these guys. Now, hedge funds are set up and private equity funds are set up so that they get some sort of a big pop after 2 or 3 years. And I'm not quite sure how that's going to work in real estate. Maybe this is a longer term play as the hedge to the hedge fund strategy. I don't know. If you're a hedge fund guy doing this, you should call in and let us know. But from my conversations with the hedge fund industry people, what this is kind of a hedge to the hedge, right? This is stable income above what they can get with all of their cash. And it's a big problem, right? Where do you put your cash? And so a lot of them are starting to put it into real estate, looking for a pop in value that they can then sell off the risk. And we've talked about this in past on the show. But the big line here, right, the important point I want you to take away is that the big guys have left the game by and large. And that leaves an opening for you. So banks are repossessing more homes, although the typical level of foreclosure activity right now is getting back to where it was pre-recession. We saw a huge spike. I mean, it looks like a mountain if you just look at the data. And now it's starting to come down. And yet there's still homes that are available for sale. And the big benefit to you is that interest rates are low and actually are now back. This is even harder to believe because every piece of data we had at the start of the year said that interest rates were heading up and would top 5% for a 30-year fixed rate loan by the end of the year. But what has happened is an entire reversal of that. And we are now seeing interest rates that have come down where a 30-year rate is somewhere around 4.25% again. And a 15-year rate's at 3.5. No, it's not at the super, super low place, right? It's not where it was when it was 3% or even 2% for a 15-year, but it's still super low. I mean, we're talking really near 60-year historic low levels. And for jumbo loans, it's like the same as getting a conventional loan. So above 417,000 is the same as below, which is, I can't even express to you how remarkable that is. And for investors like you, it has never been better. So the interest rates are low for investment properties as well. And this is where the opportunity comes up. Because I know we've all thought about getting started in real estate investing. I thought we had sold one of our rental units. The buyers backed out, which was fine. They were like, oh, now we want $15,000 after we've negotiated the price because we just don't like how the windows look. So we went back to the rental market, and within a day, we had three families bidding to move into our place where we ended up getting a $200 a month premium from one person whose corporation is going to guarantee the lease for 6 months or the first year, and it's a two-year lease, and they may want it for 4 years while they're here on assignment. I mean, they're, you know, why would he want to move? So renters are paying more. Interest rates are low. Yes, property prices have gone up some. They're not at the super low rate when I talked about it 3 years ago and I said, scoop up every $25,000 property that you can and put it on your credit card. We're not there anymore, but there's still an amazing deal to be had. And so, you know, if you've watched, you know, HGTV and those other TV shows like on Bravo and History Channel, they're all doing it where they're flipping properties and turning a profit. And if you've thought, I can do that, or if you just are looking for a buy and hold strategy to take the cash that you have in your bank account that's earning, you know, 0.8% and trying to figure out a better play for it, an arbitrage for it, well, real estate investing, this might be your chance. And I'm telling you, this is going to be the end of the big chance for a while. Because eventually these properties over the next year or so are going to get scooped up and you might want to just step in. And so I understand that it's scary because you're putting your own money on the line every day with real estate investing. But it allows you to invest in yourself outside of the traditional 9-to-5 job. And as long as you're smart about investing and you soak up knowledge like a sponge, you're going to be able to push past that fear and you're going to be able to make money in real estate investing. So how do you get started? Well, there are four steps that I think that you need to take if you want to get investing in real estate. And I have been promising this for the last few weeks, meant to do it last week, but was sick. So I'm going to do it today. And I'm going to talk about this when we get to the end, but I am offering my intentional investor how to be wildly successful in real estate series. 9 videos, 9 ebooks. It normally sells for about $360,000, which would be the price of a house. No, $360. And we're going to give it to you 80% off for $75 for the first 100 people, because I think that there's enough interest out there that we want to make this easy. So if you are interested in this, go to my store, thinklinkstore.com, and use the code buy now, BUYNOW, one word. I just tweeted it out. Go there, thinklinkstore.com, because that's the place that you're going to be able to use this. Only for 100 people, because I don't think it's right for everybody, but there are some people who listen to the show every week that I do think this is right for. So let me quickly run down, and I'm going to do this again in a couple of minutes. And I'm happy to take your calls. I want to hear your real estate investing success stories today. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. If you have questions, happy to answer them. We only have an hour today because of the debate. But I want you to get a chance to ask the questions that are going to lead you to the answers to get you started. I don't know any other way to push you guys off the fence and into action, but there is an opportunity here that I want you to take advantage of. There's an opportunity that I think we're now reaching the end of it. And in my years, my decades, really, of being involved in real estate and being a real estate expert, being a real estate investor, I've never seen what's gone on here the last 8 years, and I'm telling you, this is going to be it. And by 2015, the end of 2015, I think, pretty much all the houses are going to have gone through this foreclosure mill, and everybody who wanted to buy a house and get a lower interest rate will have that, and our situation is going to just be much more stable. So you're coming down to the last 18 months. And if this has been a dream of yours, and if you believe you can do it, Georgia has more foreclosures than almost any other state. It is really still the epicenter. So when we come back, I'm going to give you these four steps. I'm going to send you back to thinklinkstore.com, not my regular site, thinklinkstore.com. The first 100 people get to buy the Intentional Investor Series, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate, for a special price of $75. Just use the code BUY now. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a moment with more of the Elise Kling Show, Rebuilding America, One House at a Time, starting with yours on WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
It's 24 minutes past the hour on the Elise Kling Show, Rebuilding America, One House at a Time, starting with yours. 404-872-0750. We are doing a special show today on investing in real estate. Call with your questions or your real estate investing success stories, 404-872-0750. I have a very special offer going on for the net for 100. Well, it was going to be 100 people, but now it's only 97. No, 95. Sorry. If you want to find out the best information, go to my website, thinklinkstore.com. I've tweeted this out at Glink. Special offer, 80% off my Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate Series. You can get it for, the next 95 people can get it for $75. Use the code BUY now, B-U-Y-N-O-W, at thinklinkstore.com. It's a 9-part video and 9-part ebook series. The best information that I have, because I really want you to make it work for investing. Right now, this is it, the last 18 months of this cycle that you probably won't see again for another 30 years. Mitchell joins me on the line. Mitchell, welcome to the Elise Kling Show. And we're having technical difficulties. Will you plug him in, guys? There
Hello.
We go. Hi, Mitchell. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to share my story. I had a house in Marietta that I bought in 97. And I got divorced in 2006. We were had borrowed $50,000 extra on it, paid $100 for it when we got it. I was way upside down on it. She didn't pay rent on it for a year and kept me away from it, you know, with a restraining order and all that. I ended up getting the house in the divorce. Being
wow.
upside down on it, I put about $5,000 in it. I got some renters in it. I've had it rented since. And I'm sitting with about $65,000-$70,000 in equity in this thing and $150 a month in my pocket.
Awesome.
So I think it was a great deal. And I'm looking to do it. I'm looking to buy as many houses as I can buy. my wife and I moved in with a new wife, and we bought another house up near Cartersville. And we plan on getting that rented and buying another house.
I think
that's the way to go. Putting
the
your
right...
money somewhere other than money right now is the best thing to do.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying, because the money in your account is earning virtually nothing, and you're much better off trying to use this cash to leverage something that's actually going to grow in the future for you and get your expenses paid down. And again, this buy TR... The buying TR is really buy to rent, but it's single family houses not necessarily the apartments and condos. So it's a really different strategy. Mitchell, thank you for sharing your success story today. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm Elise Klink. We'll be back in a moment with more of our special show on real estate investing here on WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Klink Show, Rebuilding America, One House at a Time, starting with yours. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're talking today about real estate investing and how this spring we had such a slow start, and there is a winnowing opportunity for anybody who has wanted to get involved in real estate investing. I've been talking about this for since 2008, but, you know, the early money that went in, those houses have all risen in value, but now we're looking at long-term options. The early easy money is gone. The long-term good money is still there, and there are people who have made a tremendous amount of money doing this, and there's still an opportunity for you. Banks are taking back. The new numbers have come in from the spring. This basic stalling of the economy the first quarter, where the number of people who are buying homes dropped dramatically, it has created an opportunity for you. And you know there's an opportunity because you're listening to ads on the radio. I heard one myself just as the show was starting, from people who are trying to get you to come and learn how to do real estate investing. And if you've been watching HGTV and all the rest, you know that those guys make it look a lot easier than it is. What you don't see behind the scenes is like an army of 100 people who are there helping. But I own real estate property, and I have for at least the last 12 years. And there's a real opportunity for you to go in and build in value. And I'm not saying it's always going to be easy, but I'm saying that if you're really smart and you're thoughtful about how to get started and you have the right information with you, you can make this work. And I know that there are people out there who've been really waiting to get the right kind of information. And so I created this series called The Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate. And it's 9 videos and 9 ebooks. And it's just like coming to one of my events. Remember back in 2008, 2009, 2010, we held live events where 400 people would come and hear from the really smartest real estate investors I could find, and we'd have a whole day of information. Well, that's what this is, except it's packaged and you can look at it anytime you want. You don't have to find your way on a specific date and time, although if there's enough interest, we'll end up doing that as well. And I want you to have it at just 80% off. I'm doing this for the first 100 people, although now there's only like 80, I don't know, I can't even count. There's been a whole bunch of people who bought this, so maybe there's like 78 slots left. I don't know. It'll probably all be gone today or tomorrow, but you guys are getting first dibs. This is the first time I've announced it, so you can go to thinklinkstore.com. And you can use the code BUY now, BUYNOW. I've tweeted this out. So if you can't, you know, you aren't writing it down, you can go to Twitter and find it. Please take advantage of it. It's will really, really help you. And then, you know, I'm here. You can call 404-872-0750 and ask questions as well every Sunday, or call with your success stories. Richard has a success story. Hey, Richard, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say thank you for your advice over the past couple of years. I've bought 2 houses already in 2013, and I did very well on them. I'm very cash flow positive on the rental, and I'm just tickled pink and green. I like being a landlord, and I wanted to say thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. I'm thrilled to hear it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, yes, it did great. And I like being a landlord. It has its challenges, but, I mean, it's a learning experience. But I think I've done very well. And
what do you think you've done? Tell us, what do you think you've done best, Richard? What's the smartest move you made, and what's the biggest mistake you've made so far? Richard? Oh, no, I really want to know. Richard, you have to call back. We lost you somehow. We'll see if, I don't know what happened to Richard. But anyway, Richard, if you're listening, I want you to call back and let us know what your smartest move and your biggest mistake is. You probably ran into a cell. I hate the cell phone systems. Well, in the meantime, while we wait for Richard, I did promise you my four best tips for getting started. So let's take a look at those. Number one, understand what kind of real estate investor you will be, right? I do not want you to invest willy-nilly in whatever's being thrown at you. I want you to make intentional decisions. That's why I called my system the intentional investor, right? You've got to be intentional to discover what kind of real estate investor you're going to be. Are you going to buy residential? Are you going to buy commercial? Are you going to buy, you know, who knows, warehouses, strip centers? What are you going to buy and rent, and what are you going to fix and flip? And what are you going to buy in your own name? What are you going to buy in the name of an LLC? I discuss all of that in the series. But you've got to think about this stuff going in. So you've got to understand who you are as an investor and what kind of a situation you're willing to try to do. And you need to be an expert in this, right? You need to learn. And it's not like you have to go through 20 years or 10,000 hours, as Malcolm Gladwell says, to become an expert in this. But you do need to learn about the market and not just the headline stealing national numbers that I talk about. It's really about, you know, all of real estate. They say real estate is local, 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 right? It's not just about the city you're in. It's not just about the neighborhood you're in. It's really about what goes on the block that you buy, whether it's residential or commercial. And you have to be really thorough about understanding what are the hot areas, the not hot areas, who works there, who lives there. Do neighbors take care of their properties, commercial or residential? Local zoning laws, building codes, it's about being thorough. This is how you avoid making mistakes. Step number two, make a money plan. So once you've got this idea about your investing style and location, you've got to craft an investment budget and then stick to it. And there's cash you're going to need for repairs and taxes, and there's always hidden stuff, like, you know, my sister was just renovating her house for 3 months, and they opened up a wall, and it was like, oh, I guess these pipes will have to be replaced. So there's always that kind of stuff. But when you're fixing it up, and I've been hearing from people on Twitter who are sharing, you know, stories right now, there's an opportunity in fixing up houses to FHA standards and getting those out there to resell or to rent. So you got to think about a money plan. You've got to figure out how much you're going to need for the down payment. And if you've got a mortgage, you got to check your credit. You can buy your credit report, or go to annualcreditreport.com. You can pick your report. You can go to Equifax and get, you know, the all-in-one report, or any of the credit bureaus have it. So you have to really understand that. That's number two. So number one, understand what kind of real estate investor you're going to be. Number two, make a money plan. And you got to figure out what is the investment budget you're going to need, and then figure out how to put that up. Number three, I want you to learn how to identify amazing opportunities, because great deals are going to come in three flavors: foreclosure, short sales, and auctions. And those properties are still out there, and you've got a better chance of turning a bigger profit with some of these purchases, right? And you can find some of them through a real estate agent, some through a lender, some by going to HUDHomestore.com, which lists FHA foreclosures and auctions. Lots of great stuff. And then finally, most important point, you must assemble a dream team. A dream team, because you can't do this alone. You've got to have experts to guide you along the way for your first and second and third purchases. And once you've got a dream team, it's like anything is possible, because they all know what you need, and like they know each other, they can work in tandem. In fact, I spent a great deal of time in my intentional investor series talking about it. I think there's a whole video just on how to build your dream team, because in my world, it is the key thing. That rental property I talked about at the beginning of the show, the one where we had a bidding war with three renters and we ended up getting $200 a month more than we even thought the last time, that's because our agent, Letitia, is so awesome. She had everybody lined up. She knows exactly the buyer, the renter profile we want. And out of the woodwork, they came, and we got it done in about a day. It was just unbelievable. Oh, Richard is back with us. Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry we lost you. So I'm so glad you called back. I wanted to know your smartest move and your biggest mistake so far.
Well, I think my best move is you just mentioned it. I think building a dream team. I think, this is a supporting cast and I'm not the superstar.
Mm-hmm.
The people who help me, at first, I think it's my real estate agent who's just outstanding. I have a good mortgage broker who, tells me what I can afford and can't afford and who knows my finances pretty well. There's landscapers and other people who have been able to help me. So I think the dream team was, has been a big component.
It's been key.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so biggest mistake, because I know that everybody's going to want, nobody does it always perfectly. I've made my share, and I admit to those in my intentional investor series. But what's your biggest mistake that you've learned from?
You know, I'm not sure that I've really made one.
Okay.
They're going to happen. Actually, that's one of the reasons I was calling is to, I've just put my third property under contract, and what I wanted to do with this one is kind of get some better geographic diversification. The first two were actually in the same subdivision
mm-hmm.
in Cobb,
okay.
and I decided to go on this one to go a little bit more upscale and went into East Cobb and a different zip code, different and better school district.
Great.
Much better subdivision, but I also paid for that. So I got a top school district, I got a top subdivision, and I paid upwards of around $300K. And my question is I'm wondering if that's the best price point for a rental, and I think that perhaps, in retrospect, perhaps I should have looked into the more lower 200 to 250 price range. And what are your thoughts on how to identify that next good real estate property, rental property?
Right. So this is a great question. The property, as long as you bought it at either some sort of a discount or you're able to build in the value, you ought to be able to garner enough rent to do the same ratio that you were doing at a lower price point. But it's a bigger house, and so if you bought it at a little bit higher in, right, and not it is, like if you told me you spent $300 on this, but really the price should have been $450, then you should be able to garner enough rent to make that worthwhile. And so when you're looking at properties to buy, the key thing is, and I talk about this in my intentional investor series, you got to look at what they can rent for when they're in the shape that they should be in to attract the kind of tenant. So if this property should sell at, let's say, $450 with everything that you've put on, you ought to be able to get at least, $45,000 to $50,000 a year in rent for it. If not now, then you're building towards that because you always want to be able to cover all of your expenses going in. So as long as you're doing that, buying higher priced property is fine. But I think you're going to find a bigger pop in the $125,000 to $150,000 price point or where it should be, let's say $200,000 and you're buying it at $125,000. I think you're going to find better opportunities there because the numbers of people who could actually afford that are a little bit more limited. So I would go back and look at that ratio between what you can rent it for and what it's ultimately going to be worth if you have to sell, and that's going to be your sweet spot. Richard, thanks so much for sharing with us. 49 minutes past the hour. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll come back in a moment with more of the Elyse Gling Show, Rebuilding America One House at a Time, starting with your rental property on WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Elyse Gling Show, Rebuilding America One House at a Time, starting with yours on WSB. So we talked about the four steps to get started with real estate investing. Understand what kind of real estate investor you're going to be. Make a money plan. You know, I am not about wasting money ever. And I feel very strongly that if you do the right kind of planning and if you've got enough strategy, you're going to do amazing things in real estate. I have such confidence in my listeners. I've met so many of you over the years. Would love to meet more of you. I think that there is such a huge opportunity here, and I really want you to take advantage of it. So make your money plan so you're not wasting money, that it's so much more productive use of money. Identify amazing opportunities, right? There are foreclosures, there are short sales, there are auctions, there are people who are desperate and anxious to just sell and get on with their lives, who will walk away if they get some of their equity intact. They're happy to walk away with no equity these days. They just want to move to take a better job, to make a new life for themselves, to cut ties, to take care of aging relatives in other states. Those opportunities are there too. And then the fourth point, which Richard just really remarked on, which I, you know, is so awesome, you've got to assemble your dream team. When you have a dream team, a realtor you can trust, a mortgage lender who really understands you and your finances, an accountant who can tell you how buying your third or fourth or fifth property is going to have an impact on your finances and your life. The real estate attorney you're going to need if you're buying investment or commercial real estate, either to do a rental property or to, you know, start doing leases for commercial property. These pieces of the puzzle are the four beginning pieces, but it's not the only thing you need to know. It's just the beginning of your side career. Let's say you keep your day job, your side career in investing in real estate. So I'm offering my 9-part video, 9-part ebook, Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate series. It covers what you need to know about making money in real estate, and it's just for the first 100 people, and already 30 people in the last 40 minutes have taken me up on this. 30 people get 80% off. You know, this is the deal I've been talking about for the last few weeks. Go to thinklinkstore.com. Thinklinkstore.com. Use the code BUYNOW, B-U-Y-N-O-W, to get the series for just $75 and 80% off. Just for you guys. It's going out in the newsletter tomorrow. I've tweeted out online. But when it's done and we're done with the numbers, we're done. But I want you to be the first ones in. All right. We get a full show next week, so I'll be back next Sunday. And hope you will be as well for the Elise Kling Show, Rebuilding America, One House and Investment at a Time. Starting with yours. In the meantime, find me online if you've got questions. Questions at thinklink.com. Or sign up for the free weekly newsletter at thinklink.com. There are great things coming from ThinkLink this year, and I hope you'll be a part of it. Have a great week, everybody.